Welcome to Left Hand Backhand Podcast, episode 32. We're two eps away, Jeffrey.
Two ups away from the big time,
Two
the big
sleeps.
easy. No sleep till Brooklyn, am I right?
Am I right,
That's what I
boys?
always say. Am I right, boys? Dude, literally a couple weeks, not even a couple
I'm
weeks.
so stoked,
It's
dude.
like a little more than a week and a half, and we're just gonna
I've
have a
already
week. I also,
packed. My
dude,
suitcase
we're
is already
good.
ready to go.
Hey, I'm leaving on a jet plane.
Don't
You
know
don't
when,
know
not.
when
Yeah, I
I'll be
will. I'll be
back.
back. Whatever. Tomorrow,
Do it.
I'll be
Then I'll be
back.
back. I'll be back.
Yeah, no, I packed all my underwear. I don't have any underwear for the next 2 weeks, so.
That's what I saw you doing your laundry on FaceTime the other day. You were just packing away.
Right. Yep.
You were like this, Jerry duty, blackmail, pink slip.
I'm just raw dogging it for the next 2 weeks till I go to San Antonio.
Whoa. I actually talked to Devin, and he said that he went to Topgolf recently, and he also, since he has pretty much the whole day Saturday, he doesn't just have the morning now. His family flies out early morning, so we have Saturday pretty much the rest of the day. So we can play pickleball in the morning. He said, "Unless we should go to Topgolf, which we definitely should, and then whatever other plans we
Dude,
got,
Topgolf's stupid. We should go to disc golf.
we could do that too." I don't think there's anything. I think we'd still be down. So, but
Well, we will
Topgolf,
be.
he loves Topgolf, and it'll be a reenactment of right before my wedding.
Well, yeah.
The good old days.
The good
That was
old
a
days.
good time.
Except for Brennan. Shout out Brennan. Today's his birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Yep.
Dude, James Kunstler's post was crazy.
I was starting to read it and I was like, wow, this is so creative. I'm nowhere near that creative.
I mean,
I'd be like,
he's.
happy birthday. Woo.
Actually, I thought my text to him was slightly clever. I said, congratulations on making it to 30. Prayer hands, hat with the confetti, and then the little emoji with the party hat. And
Wow.
then sent with balloons. And he said, it is an accomplishment. I thought the cops would have gotten me by now.
He responded to you?
He did.
Wow, he didn't
He
respond to
responded to
me.
me last year, too, just on the 23rd. But
Well,
I will never forget his birthday, but I always forget yours.
you are an older friend to him than I am, and vice versa.
Your birthday is the 18th.
Of October.
Didn't want to say the
Psych!
month. Didn't want to say the month.
November. I know Devin's birthday
I feel
is.
like Devin's a March.
He's an earlier spring,
Is he a
spring.
March?
Yeah, he's springtime birthday.
Let's go. I didn't. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we got an action-packed episode for you. We're
We got
not
to
trying to
pack a
squeeze this
punch.
in. Pause. Resume.
Whoa.
But we do have a little NBA primer. And then
Man, NBA.
I got a bracket for Jeff, and Jeff's got a draft for us. So,
Tuned.
stay tuned to the YouTube channel. I got a disc golf video coming out here this week that I'm finishing
Wait,
editing, and then I will
actually?
post that. Yep, I filmed it on
Oh, from
Saturday.
your. Oh, fun.
So that'll be interesting. We'll see how it
Did you
turns
include
out.
your businessman trophy in it that you won?
No, I did not. I did a unlimited mulligan challenge to try to shoot 18 under par.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so it was pretty
Unlimited
fun.
mulligan.
I played really bad, I'll just say that, but
That sounds well, that sounds fun.
it was fun.
Either way.
Jared filmed for me, so that was a good old time, and I'm gonna be posting that this week, so.
I mean, to be fair, we didn't even get to talk about you taking second place in that tournament recently against some stiff competition.
Some stiff socks.
And a couple days and whoa. No.
Stiff
We
Socks podcast. That's what I'm talking about.
the left hand stiff socks podcast.
You know Trevor
Lincoln.
Wallace?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He's pretty funny. I actually saw like three videos of his
So funny.
today.
He's very like over the top extreme in his like bits and like little
Yeah.
like reels that he does, but they're
When he
super
does
funny.
the Chad ones are very annoying and really accurate.
Yeah, they're
So,
good.
I mean, you're wearing the Chad hat right now. You got it rolling.
I'm
So
wearing
if
a
you need
trash bag hat.
trim that bush in the back of your head.
Bush.
that John Jimmy Bush back
Reggie
then.
Bush.
That James the Giant Bush.
In other news, in preparation for our first ever live pod together, let us know if you have any segment or draft ideas because we are going to make it probably a 5 hour episode. Is that what we settled on? Or four and a half?
You will cancel your flight if you think it's going to be 5 hours. You better not even show up.
Except
Or I'll
the
feed,
entire
there will be
week's
a,
gonna be a podcast.
we're just going to live stream it 24 hours a day. You're going to walk into our room while I'm sleeping with a GoPro. This is Jeff.
Yeah,
Jeff in his natural habitat.
you're gonna start calling me Kai
Why?
because I'm gonna be live streaming.
Oh, okay. Hi, Sinat, get
Yeah,
out.
and you'd be
Except I,
speed.
yeah, well, I honestly, if you showed up, I would just have a big giant Costco cheesecake waiting for you and say, before we film this podcast, you have to eat this whole thing.
I haven't
Just
had
thinking
cheesecake
about that,
since then.
doesn't that make you sick thinking about a whole cheesecake? Like an
I didn't throw
entire.
up, so I don't have like that like black mark on me. You know what I mean?
You're welcome. I
Pause.
stopped making you gag. You told me, wow. Don't clip that, please. please, that was the worst wording of all time. I can't believe. How did I not see that before I said that? Diabolical. I'm fired. I have to fire myself. That is a blunder that cannot be overstated. Let's just go on to the next
Oh.
thing. So
Oh,
anyway,
wait.
actually, it's funny, Lincoln
What were
was saying,
you
no,
saying?
I don't just I had something, it was making sense, but then it just, the moment I said it, I went, this is derailed quickly. I'm not gonna do that. Let's
Oh.
not continue.
Oh, my
So
stomach hurts now.
that was horrible. How did I
Oh.
not see that on the
That
way?
was so funny.
Today's actually NBA opening season, and potentially LeBron and his son Bronny will play together in a game for approximately 5 minutes until they're down by 20 points, and then he will get subbed out.
And then he
And
will
that's my
never play
guess.
another minute in the NBA.
Rob Pelinka will go, get out. Look at the
Get him.
bench,
And JJ
buddy.
Redick will be like, I'm sorry, son.
Yeah. It's,
We're
I'm
sending you
sorry.
to North Dakota to our G League
Sending,
affiliate team.
go all the way to the middle of the snow capital of the Midwest.
But that is a pretty cool feat and
I mean, it's crazy.
accomplishment.
Never thought
First
I'd
time
see it in my
ever.
lifetime.
I really wanted to see Frank Gore and Frank Gore Jr. That would have been super cool.
Oh, old man
But
Gore.
oh
Oh,
well.
yeah.
In NBA news, we are going to do our season predictions as we tend to do with our favorite sports. And with the disc golf season wrapping up this last weekend, I can now turn my focus toward the NBA because disc golf's over. And now
Of
I got
course.
NBA and NFL and I guess college football too. But man, October is the best month.
October is, it's your favorite month. Like, nothing
WNBA
beats it for you.
finals, MLB, what are
The
they, World
playoffs and
Series,
the World Series.
college football, NBA, NFL, and then disc
NFL.
golf season wraps up in October as well with the Disc Golf Pro Tour finale.
Dude, it's literally
It's the
incredible, the
best
fact
month.
that we're seeing all of these things. It's the colliding of our favorite things. And
Dude,
fall.
it
Your
is a
favorite, the fall.
convergence upon which we do not understand the full breadth of the
The
impact it
full
has.
breast of it, you know.
The buxom that it pertains.
The buxom.
Dude, we
Yeah,
used to say
okay.
buxom all the time in middle school.
You and who?
Kennehy
Shut
and
up.
Justin Hall. Yeah.
Oh, Justin Hall, otherwise
Justin
known
Hall.
as, not gonna
Yep.
say it.
One ball.
Oh my goodness, you had to do it.
I did. Yeah,
Oh.
we used to say buxom, and then me and Sater would say super noob.
Super noob.
Yep. And we would sniff books in the library to be weird
I mean, you didn't have to sniff
during
the books to
lunch.
be weird. I'm pretty sure that was just gonna happen naturally with
It
Seder.
was, but we just added to it, you know what I
Or
mean?
David Avery Grass.
Dude, shout out to the Grasses. The Grasse
The Grass
family.
family. The
The Neil
Gross family.
deGrasse family, Tyson.
Shout out to Sater Grass because he's a streaming legend now, apparently. He's making money streaming every day.
Streaming what?
He streams stuff with his friends. I'm not sure. Brandon was telling me, but Sater, I mean, he makes good money. I know you do. So whatever tips and tricks you've got for us,
Say
feel
baby. Come
free.
on the pod, baby.
Say baby records. Get me more of that
Baby slam, baby.
Bebe Slam.
Well, let's get into our NBA season predictions.
Was fun.
Let us first start with the most. Actually, we'll go with the youngest pick here. We're going to go with the rookie of the year. Jeff, where are you going?
Man, I mean, I know the favorite. I feel like the favorite is Zach Edey with how many minutes he's gonna get. He's gonna be an instant minutes dude, and he's just a big body. He's a big boy. He's got some good rim
Big boy.
work. I like the way that he plays down low. I don't know how. I just don't know how sustainable it's gonna be. Big dudes like that normally have injuries. But I think. I mean, I don't think Dalton Knecht is going to get enough minutes either.
That's the problem. Connect, I
That's the
really like as a
problem.
pick.
Knecht, Knecht can ball, man. That dude goes. But
Fun fact, more bets have been placed on Bronny to be rookie of the year than any other rookie in
that's
NBA
stupid.
history.
It's stupid.
It's
I can't
250
believe
to
it.
one odds. So if you bet $1 and he wins, you get $250.
Oh, the odds are so, they're so
It's
against him.
so against it, yeah.
Yeah, so that
But more
everyone's putting a
people have
little
made
bit of
that bet
money.
because it's there or something like that. I heard it on the Hoop Collective
The
podcast.
amount of things that would have to go correct for that to happen are he would have to get traded, honestly, to a team that like Charlotte. I don't know. You know what? I think I'm gonna go with Zach Edey though, because of how much volume he's gonna get. I think he's gonna get the numbers, he's gonna get the minutes, and he's gonna have. I mean, he's gonna get fed all of the whole game.
I think
So.
he's not going to play a full minute load that another
No.
center like
He'll get 30.
well, I'm thinking like a Steven Adams. He's not going to play as many minutes as
Oh.
like a Steven Adams would play, but I think he's going to get enough minutes. He's going to be on a potential playoff team like they're projected to make the playoffs as of right now.
Yeah.
And he's going to be starting. He'll have an impact role. He'll get numbers with blocks and rebounds and points. For me, that's the obvious pick, and so that's also what I have all my picks written down, so that way you can not think I'm cheating.
Nope, I
But I
don't
do
think you're
have
cheating.
Zach Edey taking the rookie of the year as well.
Yeah.
The easiest pick is the defensive player of the year. I said we didn't even need to discuss it. I have Wemby.
Yeah, Wemby, no problem. If he stays healthy, it's a no-brainer. I mean, he was basically a lock last year if it weren't for Gobert being on a team that had the insane amount of wins that they did and also a
No, the
crazy
only reason
defense.
he didn't get it was because he didn't have the minutes.
No, I mean, he had the minutes, and he had the numbers.
Well,
But
I'm
he
saying he
had
didn't
no
have the minutes
wins.
compared to Gobert.
Nah, they
If he
weren't
would have
that
played more
different.
minutes, he would have had even more
It
numbers, and
was
he would have.
the wins. The wins were. I mean, the
Yeah.
Spurs were almost last place, and the Timberwolves were basically almost first for a lot of the year, and had. But they had a bunch of other defensive players, so obviously he was going to get the nod,
They
even
had Naz
though
Reid
it was
and Mike
close.
Conley.
Yeah, they
They had
had.
a
Well,
great
they just had
defensive team. Wemby
Anthony
had nobody.
Edwards. Anthony Edwards was great, but the
Yeah.
numbers that Wemby put up and how well their defensive efficiency was when he was on the court, it was actually like top five in the NBA when he was on.
Yeah. No,
So
it
I
was
do
unreal.
think with him having less minute restrictions, a better team around him, I think they definitely he
I
wins that,
also
no
think they
problem.
didn't want to give it to a rookie.
Oh no, they didn't want to give it to a rookie either. It's just not
But
common, so.
do I say the thing or do I not say it?
Say it.
This pick is locked in place unless
Are you gonna jinx it?
ankle or something like that. Knock on wood.
Knock on wood, please. I'm glad you had the knock on wood. You need to say it because it's true. But you know what? Fine with
I
me.
need to throw it out
I
there.
know it's a chance. I know it's a chance,
But
but Wemby's training. He's training
dude, his
hard to make sure
ankles are
he's
like
not.
Gumby, brother.
You just. I mean, he's nothing like,
Dude, imagine how flexible he is.
I
I
mean,
mean, for somebody to be that long and that flexible,
dude, they
I
call him
can't
Elastigirl
imagine the
back
other
home.
things that he can do.
He looks like Slenderman and Elastigirl mixed, you know? Who knows? You know,
Elastigirl.
it's only in my
He
imagination.
doesn't have the booty.
He's got the stretch, you know? He got the reach.
Okay. Next, we have our MVP predictions, and then we'll do our finals matchup and our first. Actually, we'll do our first team all NBA and then our finals matchup.
Okay.
MVP. Do you want to go first or second?
MVP. Yeah, I got MVP because you went first on that last one. MVP, I've got the guy who was basically the runner up, and I feel like his team has just matured more, and he's still going to be a dynamo. He's still going to get the volume, but I think it's Gilchrist Alexander.
Me too.
Yeah, really?
Dude, yes, I have
I just
S.
think he was already close. SGA should have. Yeah, you got it. Yeah. No, 100%. I totally agree with you. He should be if he gets the same volume
See,
and
I
he's
was going to go
efficient.
SGA because I wanted to be different than what I thought everybody else would be.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a scoring machine. I mean, his 30-point games, he's efficient. He's very, I mean, it's crazy to think he's been in the league, what, like 7 or 8 years? But it doesn't feel like it. It feels like he's only been in the league like 4 years.
Yeah.
It's because he's been relevant the last couple. But yeah, I think his whole team's really good, and I think it'll make him look better.
That said, I think the obvious second choice is Luka.
Yeah,
I
Luka's
get that
right there.
Luka's team is better, but if he can, I mean,
I don't know. Jokic is always going to be in the mix, depending on how he
Jokic is, I'm
does.
expecting the Nuggets to take a step back this year, just personally.
A little bit, a little bit.
I don't think they're going to be
But
quite as
with
dynamic
Klay?
as they were.
You don't think with Klay they're gonna have an extra dynamic there if Klay goes well? I mean, he's been stinking it up, but
I
a
mean,
little PU action. But you know, I just don't know. He could just all of a sudden hit his stride, and then
yeah.
they're just like with Michael Porter Jr., the 3-point threat all the time, and then Jokic just dishes and wishes and
I
does his
mean,
thing.
Jokic should have won it last year, I thought.
Yeah.
Personally, but oh
Yeah.
well. Okay. So I'm gonna do first team all NBA. You ready for my team here?
Thought you had most improved.
No, I don't have most improved. Do you have a
Oh,
most
okay.
improved?
Yeah, I was actually gonna say I thought the most improved will be Jalen Williams, also on
Oh, the
OKC, because
Tunda.
he balled out
Which
last
Jalen
year.
Williams though?
Dreads, Jalen.
The big one or the guard?
Guard.
Because there
Yeah.
he's like a forward center, and then
I
there's
mean
like a there's
big boy is good, but I think Jalen
yeah.
Williams, other Jalen
Because
Williams,
there's the
I think
Jalen
he's gonna
Williams
just
guard forward, and there's the Jalen Williams forward center.
Yeah. I think he's gonna take a jump, even though he was already good. I think with more minutes and with a more maturity, it's gonna be night and day, and they're gonna be, I think, like Western Conference favorites.
Okay.
So
I like that pick. I didn't have anybody. Except for maybe Scoot Henderson. Just kidding.
Oh, Scoot. I forgot he even existed.
Yeah, seriously.
That's where the Blazers bring him to die. Crazy
Purgatory,
that.
man. It's bad.
Yeah, rough time.
Okay, my first team, all NBA. I have my MVP pick and my MVP runner up in SGA and Luka. And then I have what I think I've got one obvious other pick, and that's Jokic at the center spot. But then my two picks that I feel like are a little bit maybe hot takey.
They're
I
not doing
have
it the way they did, though. They're not doing it by position, right?
they're doing like forward, center, guard, but it's like you can have three forwards. Like and then like or three guards. Like it's just there's flexibility with it.
Oh, okay.
It's not like forward, guard, center, I think. It's like guard slash forward slash center. So it
That makes
kind of
sense.
fills multiple spots. So I've got SGA, Luka, and Jokic making my first team, and my hot takes are Jason Tatum.
Okay.
Making that last one. And my final pick is Wemby. Do you have the exact same?
We only have one difference in our all
No.
NBA.
Wow.
Only one.
Who's
Yeah,
the difference?
that's
Do you
and
have
it's
Embiid?
and no, I don't, because I don't think Embiid will play enough games. But you'll totally agree with me too.
Okay.
If the things go right for, I mean, Luka's obviously a little more of a favorite with how he plays, but I've got Jokic, I've got SGA, I've got Tatum, Wemby sneaking in. I was like, you know what? If he plays and they do well,
Yeah,
I think
seriously,
Wemby
I
can
can
sneak
see it,
in.
man. I
And then
can
my
see
last
it.
one is Anthony Edwards.
Okay, nice.
I
So you
think
have
if he
Ant instead
balls
of
out
Luka.
and he's consistent, I think he's too electric and that people will get him in. And if Lucas takes a little bit of a step back, he's in. I just think that the way the year will play out, he will look better than Luka will.
So I almost subbed out Luka for Steph Curry.
Who also could have a good year. I
With
just think there's
Steph
voter.
losing
Yeah.
Klay and also Draymond taking another step back in his play, like Steph could be a huge player in this.
He could, and if they give him the minutes and he balls out, it's just that's what's hard to know. But the locks, I think there's three locks for it if everything plays out. But I thought you were gonna say it. I was like, oh,
Yeah, we both have Wemby
Wemby
sneaking into our first team.
and Tatum had 25
And
points at halftime
Tatum.
tonight. Tatum is he's just gonna be consistent. He has been for a couple of years now.
I mean, I think he has kind of earned that next level with the
Yeah,
last finals
we did
win.
it.
I
No,
don't
you were
like him
so.
anymore.
I don't like his attitude,
I used to love
Mr.
him.
Cringe. Yeah.
All right. Who's your favorite random player that you like have like a semi crush on? Like you just like love who they are, how they carry themselves, but you're not a fan of that team. Because for
Oh, I
me,
mean,
it used to be Tatum.
I love Steven Adams. That dude was
Okay.
just like humble. He was a wall. No one wanted to
Dude,
mess with him.
I
Dude
love
had
his
the most
interview.
random highlights of him, like half court, one arm throw. He
Yeah.
just he made weird plays, and he
Dude,
just
he's
seemed like a dude,
Aquaman.
like a New Zealand dude that he just felt like he was. It felt like he was from an island, and he was like, "Yo, what's up, guys?"
Yeah.
Yeah, Aquaman.
So my pick before was Jason Tatum. But my other pick has always been Devin Booker. I just have a crush on Devin Booker. Don't know why.
He's just got those thin eyes and that jumper that
Dude,
just, you
and
know,
his
get you.
car collection is so sick.
Oh, also that.
He
Also, who's the
drives
one
like
who
the
has the
old school
shoe?
cars. They're so fun.
Who has the shoe collection that's crazy? Is it
Oh,
Chris
PJ
Middleton?
Tucker.
No. PJ Tucker, who has the
Yeah, PJ
crazy
Tucker
clue.
has the most extensive sneaker collection in the NBA.
I would pay some good money to go and tour and see all of his shoes.
Dude,
Because that's gotta be some crazy
I would
money.
not pay good money, but I would do some good favors. Like,
Whoa,
I'd rake his
whoa.
yard and clean his gutters.
You clean
Pause.
out his gutters. Wow, yeah, you would.
Yeah.
Wow. Fun
Okay.
list, dude. We were on the same
NBA
page, though.
Finals matchup, Jeff. You go first.
I mean, honestly, I do think that the way they played, I mean, Timberwolves are always going to be a threat. I just feel like the Thunder have what it takes in the West. Nuggets are good. Timberwolves are good, but I think they could do it. They already are a little more seasoned. They've figured out so few things. I can feel it. I think they can sneak their way into it. Honestly, though, Celtics are the favorite in the East. I don't think much has changed that makes me feel differently about these other teams there that I'm scared of. I don't feel like a lot of the teams are scary to me in the East besides the Celtics. So
We're
I think I'm going
chalk, brother.
with Celtics.
I legitimately have Thunder Celtics.
It doesn't feel like a
And
crazy mix-up year. It feels pretty stock.
I mean, last year I felt like there were four different teams in the West and two different teams in the East.
Yeah.
This year I don't feel like there's quite that. Like, I really
Like the
want the
Sixers are a
76ers and the
little bit
Knicks.
wild.
Yeah, so you have like a top three, but like the Celtics are still a tier above that. And
Yeah.
you have the Thunder, the Nuggets, and the Wolves. But again, the Thunder are a tier above. So it's just, it
Yeah.
makes sense. If you're putting money down on picks, like those are what you're going with. And unfortunately, as much as I would love to see a young up and coming team that works hard and has built around the draft like the Thunder, I think the Celtics, if I had to make a prediction right now, I would say the
Too
Celtics.
well-rounded. They're too well-rounded. They have so many weapons. They are just, they're gritty. They hit the gritty. I don't see a lot of spots that they're in a seven game series that they can be beaten most of the time. So I think they're going to carry. They're the favorite to come out of the East, barring injuries.
Well,
So
bar none.
six. I mean, think about it. The Timberwolves lost Karl-Anthony Towns to the East. So but that didn't really feel much of a change up for the Knicks. Like, I don't feel like they got that much better because they got rid of some role players who were good for them with DiVincenzo and kind of broke up the Villanova group.
Well,
So,
they did get a cat, so
yeah, they got Cat. I don't know.
that's
And then
very
Timberwolves
interesting to me
also got
still.
a little hurt. I think that hurt them with the big man
100%.
side.
I mean,
So.
I think it'll give Naz Reid the opportunity to step up more, but
Yeah, which he could be. Honestly,
he
he
could be
could
the most improved
be
player.
most improved player or
Yeah,
sixth man of the year.
that's
He
my
could be
pick.
either one.
Now, I think he's going to start now with it. So I'm taking Naz Reid as
Oh,
my
he
MVP.
is?
MIP.
Okay, that's good.
And
Victor
then you
Wembanyama could
had,
also win MIP. Honestly, if we're talking about it, if he gets the minutes and he puts up crazy numbers,
they don't want to give it to a second year player because it's
of
very
course not.
obvious that the second year player is going to make a huge step. They usually
But it
give it to a
could.
third or fourth year player. But
Yeah,
okay,
still.
bold takes or crazy prediction. I've got one.
I didn't really prep too much. My crazy prediction is that trade
Actually, I've got two.
deadline Rockets go after Harden and Durant. That's
What?
my I think they go after him again.
Oh,
I
dude,
think they could.
I could see this being the case where the Clippers become sellers and just sell everybody off. Because one
Yeah.
of my takes is that Kawhi Leonard plays less than 12 games this year.
Yeah, it's so hard to know what he's gonna do that he probably won't do much at all. And if even if he does, he's gonna be like Christian McCaffrey. He's like, I don't know what you're looking at.
I'm a fun guy.
That was a really good impression.
Thank you.
That's
Also,
impressive. Is that you, Kawhi and Yoshi? Is that you?
yeah, they're friends actually. When he played for the
They would
Raptors,
be.
Dino, they
Yeah,
kind of
sounds right. The Raptors, he looks like Yoshi.
they went to a few parties, had a few mutual connections, and they became buds. Oddly enough,
Yeah.
like weird combo of guys, but that works.
I can see it. Yeah,
My
that's a good,
other
I mean, that's a good
prediction,
prediction for me.
is that the Celtics make a trade at the trade deadline to reacquire Time Lord himself, Rob Williams, from the Blazers.
What?
Yep, that's
Really?
my prediction.
Okay. I mean, I
I
don't
don't know
know how
why,
much
just
it's. I don't
random.
know what they're gonna do for that with that. I don't think that improves their roster at all. So.
I think the Celtics will have some sort of injury, and Rob will finally be healthy by that point, and then he'll play. And
I
Shaedon
think.
Sharpe will finally do the dunk contest.
Oh, that would I'd want to see that.
Dude.
My one other thing would be that.
He's my other crush.
Sneak, isn't he all for all of us? Is that sneakily? I think Jalen Brunson could sneak into the All NBA first team in lieu of Edwards. I think there's a
Second team.
chance. I think he could though. I think he could sneak into the first team if he. I mean, he was
No,
on a
no,
tear. He was on a
no.
tear. He could.
He can't.
Like bye bye, Luka.
They said you're too small.
He was like this.
They said you're a
He
lefty. You're not
leaned up.
allowed first team.
Oh, lefties aren't allowed.
Unless you have a
Hey,
massive beard.
LeBron's a lefty. He just shoots righty.
Well, I'm a righty and I sh shoot lefty. My name is
Well,
Brandon Sprague.
oh, he's amphibious, ambidextrous.
Remember how weird it is that Brandon is a better dribbler and finisher with the right, but shoots with the left, and I'm a better finisher and dribbler with the left, and I shoot with the right.
It is really strange.
And I
Because
was
I'm a
Melo,
worse
and
dribbler.
he
I'm a
was
worse
LeBron.
dribbler with both my hands, and can't
Well, the
defend at
only
all,
dribbling
so
you do is after you're
I'm
done
like this.
peeing.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's true. I just you gotta empty it, you know. Gotta empty it out.
Because if you shake it more than twice, you're playing with it.
Yeah, I mean, shake and bake, am I right?
Shake and bake, baby.
Shake and bake, baby.
Let us know in the comments any of your NBA season predictions, bold takes, and your MVP takes. With that, Jeff, I got a bracket for you, brother.
Bracketology. Let's go.
Bracketology. I did not choose this order. This order was
Okay.
randomly chosen. And this is something that we almost draft, and then you ripped a rug out from underneath me.
Put the kick on it. All right.
We're doing a fruit bracket.
Fruit.
Yeah. Okay.
Le
You ready?
fruitcake. All right.
First matchup is the banana versus the plum.
Ooh. Plum's so juicy, but a banana is so versatile. So I'm gonna go with banana there.
Okay. Next matchup is the orange versus the peach.
Oh, a Georgia peach. I get my peaches down in Georgia. You know what I mean?
I get them from Palisade.
Okay. Oh, oranges are solid, but you know what? Peaches just hit the spot when they're cold. And the juice, the
Especially when they're
sweetness of a
perfectly
peach.
ripe, I don't think there's a better fruit.
Yeah, peaches just. There's too many stories and movies where peaches are the highlight, you know?
Peaches and
Sweet Georgia
onions.
peach. Peaches in it. Good old holes.
Also, what a gross word.
Yeah, what?
Sploosh.
Hey. I like the tingle. You know what I
Well,
mean?
plus I like the team.
Plus, I like the tingle. Plus, I like it. Used to think it said, plus I like the team. Can't believe that. Can't believe that that's what that is. Plus I like the team.
Oh, that's so I haven't seen that movie since I was a teenager.
That's one you gotta watch. It's got it all. It's
Probably early
comedy.
teen, but I need to rewatch that
It's a
one.
horror. It's a comedy. It's a Western.
It
It's
is.
sci-fi. You got everything you need. It's a romance.
It is.
Yeah.
It's great. And it's based off of
Romantic.
it's a book.
Well, it's based off the book I read when I was fifth grade.
Well, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Well, Jeff Foxworthy, are you smarter than a redneck?
Yeah. Well, are you smarter than the celebrity Travis Kelce's new show?
Oh, let's not push some politics. All right, I don't want to
Sorry,
hear it.
sorry, sorry. All right, next matchup, the apple, take whichever type of apple or all of them, versus the kiwi.
I actually just had a kiwi recently. I never eat them.
They're so
But
good. And they're really good
it's
for
really
you.
good when they're right. Yeah, they're like the most healthy fruit, like the antioxidants.
Dude, have you
Like,
ever had a yellow kiwi?
there was a golden
The
kiwi at a
golden
store that I
kiwis?
almost got, but I didn't get it.
From
They
Costco,
take,
they have golden
if you
kiwis.
get them right.
Phenomenal.
But mine took
Phenomenal.
2 weeks, 2 weeks to get ripe. I ate one and it was so sour. And I was like, I gotta wait. And it took 2 weeks to get soft. And then Emily finally had one. I was like, yeah,
Awesome.
you know, it's good now. True. But an apple also, just nothing beats an apple. The amount that where you can find a good apple, so many options, apple pie, everything apple flavoring, so good.
Okay, well, that is our first difference because I
You
went
went
with
with
the
a good
kiwi.
kiwi.
Yeah.
Okay. No harm.
Next matchup is the pineapple versus the tangerine. Similar to orange,
Oh,
yes, but
easy. Pineapple wins that, no
it
question.
does.
No question.
Well, pineapples are in my head.
Whoa, glass animals.
Yeah. Okay, this was the toughest matchup in the first round for me. The blackberry versus the blueberry.
Really tough because I grew up on blackberries everywhere.
I grew up
Wild
on both,
blackberries.
dude.
I mean, I didn't eat blueberries a lot in pancakes and fake blueberry flavors, but blackberries I had fresh all the time. The thing is, I think I like blueberry more. Blackberries have those seeds in them that would get stuck in my teeth a lot. I do love a good juicy blackberry, but also I associate blackberries with the blackberry vines and bushes that were impossible, and I had to clear those out all the time, and they were
Yeah.
so annoying. So a little
Pacific
bit of me
Northwest,
is
baby. They're
biased.
weeds.
There are weeds there. And
You're going with the
blueberries,
blue?
I'm going with the blue. I love a good blueberry. And
Okay.
also extremely healthy.
Yes.
Very healthy antioxidants
Superfood.
galore. Superfood.
Next matchup, the grape versus the strawberry.
Grape is good, but it's too basic. The fact that I don't even want to consider a green grape. It's got to be the purple grapes,
Or
you
red
know,
grapes.
or red grapes or green grapes. Oh yeah, yo
Or
grapes.
yayo grapes.
But I have to think that the strawberry, a good strawberry, is going to be better every time.
100%.
Especially a fresh one, you know, that you get from the side of the road or from like a farmer's market.
Yeah,
Those are always going to be better.
farmersonly.com.
Yep. Nice.
Next matchup, it was an easy one for me, but I imagine this would probably extract the most controversy, the mango versus the watermelon.
Oh man, that's the toughest matchup for me. I love watermelon and it hits so many times. A good juicy watermelon when it's hot, or I used to have watermelon slushies on in Brazil. So good. But a mango, dude, mangoes are
Mango, dude.
another, but mango, banana bread, bro.
Banana bread, bro.
So good. And I want to say watermelon so bad, but my immediate thought was mangoes have to move on. They just are another tier.
As a
Like a
an
tier in
avid mango
space.
supporter, I've always been team mango. Very happy to see it move on.
It deserves it. Watermelon, so
And
sad to leave.
the easiest matchup for me on the board, cherries versus raspberries.
Raspberries easily.
Easy. Raps,
Easy.
raspberries.
Raspberries.
Okay, sweet.
Raspberries. Yeah.
We are through round one.
Was it 16? Was that 16 of them?
16.
All right. Lead
Round
eight.
two, the banana versus the peach.
Also, really tough.
Tough matchup.
Peaches are juicy, tasty. Bananas are good against fighting. They got that potassium, keep me from cramping up, you know, in those moments in my life when I just really need to just not cramp up. And in smoothies, but they do tend to take
Monkey,
over
no
everything.
cramp.
What's that
Monkey,
from?
eat banana, no cramp.
What is that? Why don't I know that?
It's a pitcher or baseball player for the Toronto Blue Jays, and he was
Oh.
talking about how he had cramps and he started eating bananas because monkeys don't cramp.
Oh, I would
It's,
have never guessed
I
that.
will send it to you. It's quite funny.
Okay. Well, even though bananas are great, they just overpower most things that they're paired up with. It's too much and they're a little full of themselves, so I'm gonna go with a peach on this.
Love it. That is what I have as well. Then next we have the apple versus its pine partner in the pineapple.
And pineapples are great. The pine version of the apple and a plain apple. Again, there's not really a lot of pineapples. You get what you get with a pineapple. You get that sour, you get that little bit. And fun fact, pineapples, that little bit of a tang, that kind of a little bit of that feeling, that tingling you get when you eat that, that's actually a compound in the pineapple that actually is a flesh-eating compound. So it's actually a tiny bit eating at your skin in your mouth. And that's what
Good for
causes
you.
that feeling. Very, it's really crazy, really crazy.
It's
And
good for you.
yet,
You need it every once in a while.
and yeah, you just gotta like, hey, respect the pineapple,
I
you
literally
know?
had dried pineapple for a snack today.
Respect the pouch. Respect it.
Respect it.
Again, I don't think you went this route, but I'm gonna go with apple here.
Okay. Sad to see it, brother. Sad to see
Yeah,
it.
I know you picked the pineapple. You're about those juicy fruits, you know?
Dude, I'm all about juicy fruit.
Juicy fruit, the juicy fruit gum. But apple deserves it. It is too versatile, too many yummy flavors, great on the go, just so many
I
uses.
will say apple itself doesn't have the strength that pineapple itself has, but apple pie, apple cobbler, apple sauce,
Yeah,
apple
too many
cider,
things.
apple juice. Like,
Yeah.
what a versatile player here, you know what I mean? Like,
Pen, pineapple, apple pen. There's so many things.
Okay, yeah, whatever you
Yeah,
said.
that from
Crab apple
it's that oh, a crab apple?
and goyle
Oh,
apple.
didn't know you could read. Oh.
Didn't know you could read.
What an improv line.
I am on movie six.
Six. Man, dark. Man, the Half-Blood Princess and the Pauper.
We don't say
It's a
blood.
great one. Half the Half-Sungi Prince,
Okay.
which is Portuguese for blood.
Now the other side of the matchup, we have the blueberry versus the strawberry.
A blubbery versus a strawberry, that is really tough. Love me a strawberry. Gonna go with strawberry there.
Okay.
Yep. Dipped
I
in chocolate. Think about that. That's crazy. That's
yes.
crazy strong.
No, I actually agree with you. I just was a little bit surprised.
Yeah, no, that one's a little easier. That's an
Okay.
easier matchup.
And our final matchup in this round is the hardest matchup on the board, in my opinion. The mango versus the raspberry.
I mean, I love raspberries too. Mangoes will take that for me. That's not as tough.
Agreed.
Mango is too prime mango versus a prime raspberry. No shot. Raspberry takes it. Raspberries are good. And there's stuff to do with them, but a mango will always be over that. Okay,
Amazing.
final four.
Well, we started with 16 and now we're down to four.
The big
On the left
four.
side of the bracket, we have the peach against the apple.
And this is easier than I thought it would be, but the peach is gonna win.
The peach is
Peach is
gonna
beating
win,
an
brother.
apple. Peach is winning that. A good peach is always going to beat out the good apple.
Always.
Always.
And I mean, the things that I said about Apple being a versatile player, Peach is pretty dang versatile too.
Peach has a lot. Peach has a
Peach
lot of
pie,
places it can
peach
go.
cobbler, peach flavored things are way better than apple flavored things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a good peach will hit the spot nine
Also, the
times out of
peach
ten.
emoji, great emoji.
You know, it just has a good shape to it. A good
It reminds me
little
of just
edges.
something that I just am attracted to. You know what I mean?
I
I'm
just
just
want to
attracted to
grab
it.
the whole peach. I just
I just
want
want to
to
just.
like swish it, you know? I just want to just like swim in it, you know?
Can you just tell her? Oh, she'll know what it means.
Thanks, Hunter. Oh, man. And tell her I want to squeeze them.
She'll know what it means. It's code.
It's code.
Oh, man. Okay. So Peach is in the final.
Yeah.
And who will Peach face between strawberry and mango?
Oh, so tough. So tough. This is probably the toughest one. This is like 51-49, but I
This is
had a feeling it was gonna
like how
happen.
do I choose between my left hand and my right hand? You know what I mean?
I
Like
can't. My left hand or my backhand. I can't decide, you
my
know?
forehand or my backhand? I love them both.
Yeah. I love them both. They're both obvious choices, but in this instance, gotta be a mango. Gotta be.
Whoa,
Mangoes, the
Jeffrey.
strawberries are so good. I've just had some mangoes that are better. And the juiciness, ripe mango,
Amazing,
dried
Jeff.
mango,
This is
mango with
incredible.
chamoy. This
This
is
is
a
incredible.
great matchup.
And
These are
that leads us,
powerhouses.
this leads us to an incredible matchup. Two very similar players in terms of their strengths, with very little weaknesses in their game. We have the peach versus the mango.
Heavyweights. Heavyweights matching up. I couldn't have
Finish him.
picked it better myself. Mortal Kombat style, these two would go to 10 rounds against each other. They both are similar in a few of the best ways, but the flavor profile, one is has a more of like a fall, kind of like a cozy vibe with the peach, and the mango has more of a summertime, boom, go out into the beach, you know, mango, you get the little bit of that.
Beach.
Yeah, peach beach. Yeah, I love Koopa, you know, Koopa Cape. We get all of it. But
Coconut Mall.
There's one distinct difference between these two, right? One distinct difference. I
Can
mean,
I ask
even
a
the flavor.
question, teacher? Can I ask a
Yes.
question?
Yes, sir, in the front.
Is some have reported some negative reports on mango due to its hairy nature and poor bites on occasion. What can you say to Team Mango in terms of these allegations?
There's no hiding the fact that a mango has its unique characteristics. But a peach is no different. A peach will have its negative bites. But we want to gauge the high and the low moments. And most of the high moments I've had with a peach have been fantastic. They've all been in cozy times when I'm feeling at home and I just want to eat some peaches and just kind of chill on the couch. A mango, I'm on the go. Mango on the go-go. I'm
Mango
out
a
and about.
go-go,
I'm
the
feeling
Jamba Juice
active.
flavor. Mango a go-go.
Mango a go-go. You know, the mango, there's just so many ways to eat a mango that get me up and at them. You know, I'm alive. And a peach, I want to just sit and chill. And they're both great things, but I want to be active. I want to be up. I want something that motivates me to get out and do something with my life. So as scary as it is to eliminate the peach, mango's gonna come out on top. Pause. No pause intended.
Wow. Jeffrey
Peaches are great.
Scott.
Mangoes, they did it. They did it.
That is incredible.
Surprising. What? It was your top one.
That is incredible. The mango takes it over all these 16 competitors. Mango wins it for you. I didn't, frankly,
Who would have gone for you? Who would have won?
I didn't see that pulling out of your camp here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure you didn't. I'm
Especially when
surprised.
you pushed peach over banana, orange, and apple. I thought for sure peach was going all the way. That's crazy.
They met their match.
So
Peaches.
for me, I had banana over plum, peach over orange, kiwi over apple, and pineapple over tangerine. Then I actually had blackberry over blueberry. I know that probably
Okay,
hurts a
that's
lot.
fair.
That hurts my ancestry in Oregon, but I had blackberry, and then I had strawberry over grapes, mango over watermelon, and raspberry over cherry. Then I had peach over banana, pineapple over kiwi, strawberry over blackberry, and mango over raspberry. Then I had peach over pineapple and strawberry over mango. So
Wow.
our final four was almost the same. I just had pineapple instead of apple.
Yeah.
And then I had peach versus strawberry in my final,
It's
and
close.
I went with the peach.
You went with the peach. Okay, that makes sense. I can see why
I
you were
literally
so
bought
shocked.
a giant bucket of peaches off the side of the road down in Franktown. It was awesome.
Yeah, well, that's why you said the other day that you had peaches for dinner. Like, that's all
I
you
have
ate.
two left. They're so good.
Just you're just like on
Dude,
you're eating those
what I've
peaches.
been doing is I've been dicing them up, and I'll dice them up in different ways. Like I'll make like tiny cubes and then I'll do like big chunks, and then I just sprinkle
Slices.
a little bit of sugar on there, and then I just like toss it around, and then I put it in the fridge for them to chill with that sugar marinade.
And Netflix and chill in there. Dude,
They
put a little cinnamon in there next time. A little bit of cinnamon and sugar with that. With that
Okay.
peach, oh man,
Okay.
it's like you're eating pie.
Okay.
I would do
I'm
it.
game. I'll do it.
Okay.
Don't
All
test
right.
me.
I'm not gonna test you.
Well, Jeff, that was a fantastic matchup there. Really proud of you. Yeah, you really
What a matchup.
you deliberated and you stuck to your guns. You didn't let me influence you too much. So I think you did great. I'm proud of you, buddy.
Thank you.
Do you like that I just
It's
called you
it's it was
buddy?
a t I mean, in this context, it's actually not that bad.
Okay.
It's not that bad.
Way to go, bud.
Oh, don't cross the line.
Hey,
I'm
good game,
sick of that.
sport. I'm, dude,
Sport.
that's what I'm gonna
Hey,
do to Devin in
pal.
pickleball. Every time he gets a point, I'll be like, dude, nice point, sport. Oh, nice
Hey.
return, bud. I'm just gonna bud and sport and like pal him. I'm just gonna
Or hey.
patronize the
Hey,
crap out of him.
good shot, kid.
Do it. Dude,
Oh
Devin.
man.
Dude, Devin, you almost got there, buddy. Good try.
Hey, it's all right. It's all right, kiddo. You'll get one next time.
Let me find in my notes where patronizing nicknames: Bud, Sport, Big Guy, Champ, Chief, Pal, Friend. Yeah, I'm just gonna pull out these patronizing nicknames on him. Pause.
Oh, all
Gonna
right.
pull out. And with that said, Jeffrey,
With that being said,
what's our draft tonight?
we've got a draft. Not one you probably would have seen in the horizon
Good,
for us.
good
Thank you.
adjustment.
I saw that. I saw that coming. I mean, wait. Darn it.
Oh, that's okay. You did see it
I
coming.
tried. I did. I feel it coming. So today we've got a really interesting draft, which you never think about it because it's 20 throughout the day, you're constantly using it and you just don't think about it until if you had to pick. And my draft is apps on your phone you couldn't live without.
Yeah, this
Okay.
is an incredibly difficult draft.
It is. The thing is, here are the rules. I have a rule. Okay. This will help you narrow this down because it's tough. Okay. I am going to eliminate all of these stock apps that are preloaded on your iPhone. So I know we both have
That's a
iPhones.
lot, though.
It is a lot, but think of all the other apps that you have that you automatically download that you use. I know there's a good size list. So what that includes is the camera app, photos, health, iMessages, FaceTime, your mail, the mail app,
Clock,
clock, music,
calculator,
calculator, music, wallet,
music.
just the Apple Music app. That is stock on there, so we're not going to have it.
So Apple Podcasts would be out then too.
Apple Podcast would be out.
I say we take those the media related ones off.
So, what do you mean?
Because like you don't have to have those apps on your phone.
Okay, so you want those included? Okay.
Like I think
Like
that
you can
those should be
remove them.
drafted because like
Okay.
you have
So we'll
Spotify,
do
which is
Apple
the same
Music.
as Apple Music.
Okay. So Apple Music, podcasts. We'll leave those in.
Like calendar that stays.
Okay. Apple Maps taken off. If you have a different Maps app you want to use and include on your list, you can use that. But Apple Maps is taken off, so you don't have to worry about that one. Contacts, home, weather, voice memos, your Apple Watch, Find My settings, all of those are gone. Okay. So this is apps that you will either use or that you couldn't live without. Things that you would need. If you had to choose five apps that you're like, this is all I can have on my phone,
Yeah, so
you pick them.
are we building a team? And I'm saying, hey, like these are the apps that I need for the rest of my life, kind of thing. I only get these
Yeah.
five apps for the rest of my life.
Yes. You only get these five apps to do
Right.
everything you need to do.
I don't think that I need to have the one because I don't think that you would take my one, but I'm just gonna take the one anyways because I'm curious to see what you're gonna do with the two, three. This is purely, I want to see how you react. So I'm gonna go with the first overall pick, and I'm gonna go with my most used app on my phone, and that's my podcast app.
Yeah, that's fine. I wouldn't have taken it. I know you're heavy, heavy into podcasts.
I am. You are listening to this probably on a podcast medium.
Yeah, unless you're part of the YouTube crew, which garnered almost 100 views on YouTube, this our last one, which I'm surprised because I wasn't expecting that. So
Wait,
shout out you
what?
viewers. Yeah, we got a lot of views on our last one. Is it either it's 60 or it's 100? It was
The
one of
short
those, but
one?
yeah, the short one.
Cool.
Check it out if you want to.
Get
But
out.
it's surprising getting a little viewership. You guys are keeping us afloat.
You're right.
How many is it?
What?
How many was it?
100.
I was exactly right. Look at me.
On the dot.
On the
And the
nose.
best Michaels at 64.
Yeah, so that's solid, but I don't know where I don't know if it's the buzzwords you're using
Max
in the
Max's
title.
episode is like one of the worst ones.
Ooh, that's telling.
Yeah.
Yikes, bad juju.
Come on,
Bad
Max.
juju Smith-Schuster.
You gotta market yourself better, brother.
Yeah. Jack and the power of juju. Okay. Well, great first pick. I mean, if you're gonna use that every day, you're gonna be on that for hours, so I totally get that. I'm gonna go with one that I know I couldn't do anything without because of the amount of places I go, and that is Google Maps.
Google Maps.
Google Maps. I don't
Great.
like Apple Maps, so I never use it. I
Oh,
always use
I
Google
only
Maps.
use Apple Maps. I can't stand Google Maps.
I don't like the interface for it, Google Maps. I like the integration that I already have with my Gmail and with other Google integrated things.
Sure.
So I have my home, all of my stuff in there. I just think is
I
better.
just don't like the navigation. Like I like the interface of regular maps.
Okay. I used to use regular maps, so that I phased out of it. Just grew up, I grew a pair,
That's
and
fair.
decided Gmail, Google Maps is better.
If you grow a pair, you can call me back.
Cool.
Kesha.
Sounds great. Kesha. Oh, wow. Didn't think we'd putting Kesha on our podcast.
Yeah.
But here we
She
are.
she's an avid listener.
Yeah, I mean, episode 32 is what happens.
Yeah.
Okay. So second pick then. Back around to some of the other things I do basically every day. Something I would need access to, and that is my Chase Bank app. For
Ooh.
all my monies, all of my checking every day, my credit card, I need that more than anything, because that is where a lot of my life lives in that.
That's a great pick. I could survive with that one on my computer,
Okay.
personally.
Since you check it, you're not on the go with it, so you don't.
I don't need access to it on the go all the time.
That's
However,
fair.
you have inspired me, and I'm gonna go with the Apple Wallet.
Hey, also really good. I never use Apple Wallet, but for those who do, I could tell this would be big time.
Boarding passes, tickets, Apple Pay.
Yeah,
You can't do
it's
it without
really
it.
useful. Can't
You
do it
can't do
without
it
it.
without
So
it.
if you're going electronic, that's the way to go.
The
Very fair.
Apple Wallet. Very good for me. My next pick is not as used as podcasts for me, but I do need it. And if it's literally an MP3 player. I'm gonna take Apple Music.
Yeah, that's good.
You could take
Apple Music.
Spotify.
Yeah.
If you're a Spotify user, I'm an Apple Music guy.
Apple Music, I agree, I think has better quality music. I think the quality of the sound is better in Apple Music. But
Interesting.
my one gripe is the playlist selection is so bad for me, because the amount of Spotify individually crafted playlists that exist, where people have made playlists for anything, like it's almost like a social media platform for
Yeah.
playlists of like, oh, The Office, clean office, playlist where I can listen to songs from The Office that someone crafted for me, or I can listen to like 80s and 90s rock clean, playlist. Apple Music doesn't have stuff like that very often. They
Sure.
have a limited amounts, and that's what I use all the time.
I will say if you're taking Spotify, you literally took two of my picks in one because I use podcasts and Apple Music separately, whereas you could combine those into one on Spotify. I just am not a Spotify guy.
Well, I am not taking Spotify, so you
I'm just
might be able
saying
to take it.
you
Yeah.
can't. I'm not going to because
I'm
I
I
literally
don't need
the
to
better pick is to
because of
take
this
Spotify
pick.
because that's a twofer, but I didn't take the
This
twofer.
pick would do it for me, because this pick actually wraps up what Spotify offers in a lot of ways and an entirely different platform, and that is the YouTube app.
YouTube.
I
Yep, great
watch
pick.
so many videos. There are tons of movies on YouTube, and there's YouTube Music is way more expansive than I ever thought. And it would be easy to wrap that up in one, and I could listen to any songs on there. You get music
Listen to
videos, you
most
get,
podcasts that do
yeah,
what we do.
you get the visual aspect of it. I watch
Yeah.
YouTube, SNL clips from sports, anything. I college football streams on YouTube now.
Highlights. Yeah.
Yeah. So that is a huge, for media wise, that's where I'm going.
Nice. That's a great pick.
Was that my third pick?
That was your third pick. You got your fourth.
Third pick. Fourth, coming back around. So it starts to wane down for me as far as like usability, like how often I'm going to use these things. Again, you could do a lot of stuff, but I'm going to need at least one social media aspect to connect, say connected. I'm going to go with Instagram on that.
The
Facebook's huge
gram.
for my extended family, but Instagram is kind of a bridge between Twitter slash X and Facebook. It's like the middleman.
I think if you're gonna take one social media, that's a pretty good one. I also feel like you
Yeah.
could have even covered that with YouTube in several ways, except for the social side of it. Like,
All of the people I
there's
know
enough
outside of
media.
Texas, yeah, those are all the people I'm going to see. There's still a lot of fun clips and
Yeah.
videos if I'm not taking TikTok. Then I've got all the reels. I've got all the connections with my friends, people, even though I don't watch half the videos you send me, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know you're Tool.
I don't take the time. It's really bad. It's a problem, I admit.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at
Sorry
it.
that your
Really bad at
friend
it.
loves you so much and wants to send you all
Sorry,
the
I
things
annoyed you
that
with
they
my
think is
friendship.
funny.
Yeah, I wish I
And you
found
never
all of it
send
funny.
me
I mean,
anything.
I don't send anyone anything, all right? It's not, you're not special here. No one gets stuff from
I
me. I
sh
don't do
After 32 episodes, I'm not special. You like jazz,
in
Jeff?
what way? No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't Jim Carrey me. It's not
Sorry.
fair. Yeah. Instagram is the place to be for that. It's gonna bridge the gap for fun videos to watch, to updates on things, update my family, anything socially interactive.
Okay, so I have a few thought processes here, and I wanted to run something by you first. So the mail app that comes stock on the phone. No?
No, that one's stock on the phone, so we're not counting mail app. If you use a different email app, sure, but the
Yeah,
mail app,
so that's what I'm saying. Like, I could survive with the
most people
mail
don't
app.
even use it.
I
Yeah.
prefer the Gmail app, actually. It is really nice.
Yeah. Is
I
what
could
I have the
use
Gmail. Yeah.
Google Chrome, but like Safari will definitely
Safari
suffice
stock.
for what I need.
Yeah.
So that's all good. As long as I have my calendar and my photos and my camera and all and my notes app, like my main page, looking at my phone right now, is notes, calendar, Gmail, camera, photos, music settings, podcasts, messages, phone, and Safari. There's one that I
Yeah.
didn't say on there. That's Maps. That's what I'm going to take right now, is
Okay,
Maps,
good.
because I love it, and I literally use it to like explore areas, to like look at food menu items. Like, I'm like, all right, look up, I'm craving barbecue. I'm going to look up barbecue in this area, and I'm going to find a place. And so I do a lot of like navigating and exploring in that regard. So I took Maps. And for my final pick, it's funny, I used two logistical ones that I need to just operate while I'm on the go, and three apps where I listen to things. And my final app, I'm going to take the Gospel Library app.
Gospel Library sneaking up on the top five.
I
Sneaky,
feel like it's I
sneaky.
feel like it's deserving. It gives me my church lessons. It gives me the scriptures to listen to. It gives me conference talks to listen to.
It's expansive.
And I feel like I need to use it more in my life, and so I'm making an effort to try to use it more, and I need to hold myself accountable, and I'm drafting it to do so.
Very fair. You know what? Can't fault you for that. Can't fault you for your listening habits, because with the way your lifestyle is, you've got to be listening on the go. You're a
Yeah.
go-go and a go-go.
I listen to things while I work, while I walk Penny. That's what I do. While I do dishes, chores, disc golf, whatever, I'm
That's
listening to
fair.
it. I feel like I could have kept Maps and not have to actually draft it, because it does come stock on my phone. And I should have taken UDisc as my final pick.
Oh, the disc golf one. Oh, too little, too late. But you
That's
know what
going to
I'm
be
gonna do?
my honorable
I'm taking
mention.
you disc for number four. I'm just kidding.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Great pick. Great
No,
pick.
no, no, no. I had two that I could have taken here. It was a tie between I could take Spotify with my fifth. I feel pretty good about everything, but I'm gonna take my Gmail, because the amount of passwords that I have connected to Gmail, if I need to reset, if I need to communicate with lots and lots of people. So much is connected to my Gmail that I need to be able to access on the go. So
Very good.
that's gonna be my top five.
Very good.
Rounding it out.
Recapping our picks, Jeff. I've got Apple Podcasts, Apple Wallet, Apple Music, Apple Maps, and Gospel Library.
Wow, what a rounded out group.
So I got podcast, music, church, maps, and wallet.
Wow. You're a
'Cause
very
I don't like to carry my
Apple-oriented
wallet
person.
with me ever.
Yeah, I mean, I love carrying my wallet. So very different there. And it's funny because you actually didn't pick apple to move very far in the fruit bracket. And yet
True.
apple seems to be your favorite here.
Yeah, the
Surprising.
correlation really doesn't add up.
The fruit to the tet.
You're
It
right.
doesn't match up. If I
I
just
should
keep
go
doing this, it
repent.
doesn't match up. Yeah. I feel you there. And mine is just very different. I've got a sporadic group
Think your team's a little
of
bit
apps.
better rounded than mine. You've got Google Maps, Chase Bank, YouTube, Instagram, and Gmail.
And Chase Bank could be swapped with something like Spotify. It could be, but I use it a lot on the go. When I'm out, I'm checking for things, paying for things. There's just so much that I do to authorize when I'm out, and I just would rather be able to do that
Yeah.
than to have to go on a laptop all the time.
Fair.
So, yeah, not bad.
What a
Not a
great draft.
bad. It's really random, right? I was driving home and I thought of it and I was like, you know what? That would be really good.
Had it in my draft ideas list.
Really?
I did.
I don't
Yep.
even know where I didn't even remember hearing it. Maybe it was subconscious somewhere.
I heard it on the Spitballers actually several years ago, like 3 years
Just
ago, probably.
appeared in your brain
It just
back from
disappeared in
that.
my brain.
Disappeared from working.
It just and appeared in my brain.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. What a time. Again, shout out Brandon. Happy birthday, big dog. But I'm just so excited, dude, for the next couple weeks.
We got Halloweenies coming up.
Yeah, next week.
We got Trunk or Treat at the end of this week. My buddy Jared's wife is going out of town, so he's
Your
like,
buddy
let's play disc
Sam.
golf and let's watch Lord of the Rings, since I've never watched Lord of the Rings before.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
That's crazy. I would kill to be able to watch those movies again for the first time. Especially in
That
a
is a
home
great
theater.
draft, Jeff. Movies to watch, to rewatch for the first time.
100%. I already have a list in my head right now. I can
Okay,
tell you
let's
right
go.
away.
Draft back to back.
Okay, number one.
No, we're actually gonna draft this at some point.
Yeah,
So,
I'm fine with that. Half the
but
movies I
yeah.
know you probably haven't even seen, and yet they're amazing.
Yeah, so I haven't seen any. I've seen like bits and pieces of different movies, but I never actually watched it. So Jared wants to watch that this weekend.
I'm
We'll see how
jealous.
that
I'm
goes.
jealous.
And then play some disc golf, enjoy the fall. Take my girls to the trunk or treat. And then we have a Halloween party on Sunday. So we got an action-packed week.
You're
Fall
full.
festivities. My mom was here last week. We're having a grand old time.
Throw eat
Halloween in a
some
couple weeks.
pecan
And after
pie.
Halloween's over, bang, we're in San Antonio, baby. Let's go.
Week of festivities
More
and
and more
proclivities.
festivalities. Is that right?
Festivities, Leviticus
Fest
numbers.
festal Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy.
Yep, that's what they
Whoa,
call it.
what is Deuteronomy?
It is
That's what
the
the book
inappropriate
with the
version of
dog.
Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomous.
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
Well, thank you for listening to the Left Hand Back Hand podcast. Share with your grandma. Share with your friends that you see trick or treating. Give them that little QR code and say, hey, go check out my friends at the Left Hand Backhand podcast. Do something nice for someone. Remember who you are and what you stand for. Take out your trash. Pick up a piece of trash on the ground. Shout out to Trash Banda. And Jeff, final word.
Final word is an apology because we forgot to do the Q-tip and the fun fact at the beginning of our podcast. We got so excited from our kind of change up last
We
week
did. We
that we
did.
forgot. So my fun fact today for the final word is going to be something just really random, kind of crazy. And that is that Australia, which is where some of Lord of the Rings was filmed, as well as New Zealand, is wider than the moon.
You know what else is wider than the moon?
Don't you want to see a full moon? Gonna be my fun fact.
Well, I
That's wider
delivered a
than the
full
moon.
Nelson.
Oh.
And the Q-tip of the week is, Jeff, do you believe in Sasquatch slash Yeti slash other mystical creatures? Yes or no?
mythical creatures, like good mythical morning creatures. That is a fat no.
Okay. And with that said, lefty's out.